AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another annual live Thanksgiving Eve High and Mighty Power Hour. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! Absolutely ruining his apartment neighbor's Thanksgiving Eve. Actually, going to be ruining my own Thanksgiving Eve, 5 of my friends' Thanksgiving Eves, and hopefully all of you people out there watching and playing along, I will be ruining your Thanksgiving Eves as well. Holy shit. This is so wild. I feel insane. I'm just in my room in a wheelie chair screaming at fucking strangers on the internet. It's a nice change from screaming at strangers at the UCB. This is the 6th annual High and Mighty Thanksgiving Eve Power Hour. We do it live every year at UCB Sunset. It's nice this year to be able to do this on live stream so everyone can join in and we don't have to go to our town local bar and get COVID and chlamydia from the same person. We can just fucking sit at home, get blasted, and go 11 feet to our beds. I'm assuming some of you have bigger apartments or houses than me. God forbid some of you even live in a house. Oh my God. Holy shit, that would be nuts. All right. Enough about me. We have a lot of shit to get to tonight. Show of hands, who's here for the first time tonight? All right, now round of applause. Who's done a power hour before? Okay, yes, that is exciting. Now keep those hands going for the guests for the 6th annual High and Mighty Thanksgiving Eve live stream power hour. My friends and yours, they are the Mount Drunk More of podcasting. You know them from previous Power Hours. You know them from previous High and Mighties. You know them from their plethora of podcasts. I feel like between all of us, we have over a dozen, which is humiliating and and thrilling at the same time. But enough, let's get to those guests. First up, from the Trashy Pod, you know him as Mono Agabian!
Woo!
Yes!
Beer!
Tony Shalhoub in the house. So, Mono, why don't you just tell the people, I'm going to bring people in one at a time, why don't you just tell the people what you're sipping on for the Power Hour? Because the Power Hour is 60 shots of beer, one every minute for a full hour.
Hell, you're going
with some Sapporo.
Sapporo.
You're into the Japanese flavors, aren't you?
Yeah, I knew you were going to clock that. I knew it. I knew this motherfucker was going to be like, because. Honestly, I would be sad if you didn't. If I saw you go like, like if I saw you censor yourself, I would be offended.
I just had to scan to make sure that your partner was Japanese and not a different Asian, and I fucked up big time.
He is.
Oh, speaking of partners, we have your partner from the Trash Pod sitting backstage. Put your fucking hands together for Betsy Bootsy Sodaro.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Holy shit. I'm in a tank top with my air conditioning on and I'm dripping fucking sweat.
Yeah.
I'm losing my man. Bootsy, what are you sipping on for this Power Hour?
I got a bunch of Miller Lite, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Betsy and Mono, you've both been around for a lot of high and mighty Power Hours, but I believe I've done non-performative Power Hours with you guys, like for kicks as well.
Is that possible?
We did them at your house and not on stage?
Yes.
I think so.
It's a safe bet.
I want to say Gilly's birthday one year.
Probably.
That sounds about right. I don't know. They're a pretty good warm-up.
Oh, shit.
For a big night.
Well, let's keep the warm-up going. Speaking of warm-up, this man is so warm and beautiful and kind and friendly that you'll recognize him instantly upon coming on. And for the record, this is not me, but from Doughboys and Love, Mike Mitchell!
Woo!
Hey, Mitch.
Lower,
oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
What do you want?
Now, I'm recording from my mom's basement in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Decorated by Donald Trump Jr.
None of the animals in those pictures were hurt. But I'm gonna get made fun of a lot because the couch in my basement is really it's really worn out, so I know that it looks like I'm sitting pretty low. So I just get it over with, all right? I get it. I look like a freak down here.
You look ill.
No way to fix the camera. Thanks for letting us come by, setting up your Power Hour in your hospice unit, wherever the fuck you are.
I think Mitch no longer has a body, and he just has like two weird little arms like basket case. is that what's up, Mitch?
Betsy, that's not true. I couldn't even do it well. God damn it! All right, I'll sit up for the Power Hour.
Whoa, he's got a full fucking body, fam. It's Mitch. Mitch, what are you sipping on for your Power Hour over there?
What am I? Well, I got seltzers tonight, and I got because I'm back in Boston, I got polar seltzers that are alcoholic. Ooh. There's alcohol in them.
Arctic Chill. I think I texted you this, but do you know I called them polar for like a year? Like years?
And yeah, that's
like,
insane.
It's polar. It's a word you know. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. I think I conflated like polar and Perrier.
I'm coming to you from, if you ever saw Manchester by the Sea, the very beginning, like the very depressing beginning, takes place in a basement in Quincy. So that's where I am right now.
Well, fingers crossed you have the same exact ending as that movie tonight. Check on your fireplace, Mitch. Speaking of checking on your fireplace, this man can check your fireplace from a distance with his genitals from the Doughboys. And how did this get played? It's Nick Weiger.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You freak.
Wow. Hi.
You freak.
Wow. That's me peeking. That's the best thing I'll do all night.
Well, that's great. Now, are you going to do any unboxing of toy videos or anything like that?
I was going to wear a suit tonight, and I tried it on like an hour before we were going to do our sound check. Too fucking fat. Too much COVID weight. I was like wearing like a child's vest trying to stretch my blazer around my bloated torso. It was fucking humiliating.
You got to go with like what me and Mitch do, which is two suits cut up in half and then sewn together. So it can really get over your shoulders and you don't have to fucking Chris Farley every jacket you bring out there. Weiger, what are you sipping on for tonight's Power Hour?
So when I settle into the main body of the Power Hour, I'll be spending time with my friend Modelo Especial, which is a lager that is very drinkable and has always treated me well. But for the beginning, I'm going to start things off with a couple of tall boys. Tower 1 and Tower 2 of Mama's Yellow Pills.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice,
Colorado,
dude.
Baby.
All right. Tower 1 and Tower 2. Let's take them down. Yo, I heard Steve Ranazzisi already chugged them. All right. And finally, what is a Power Hour? What is a podcast recording even without this woman? We are so lucky to have her from her. We were joking about Mitch being nearly incapacitated. We got from a number of podcasts up to and including newcomers. And Why Won't You Date Me? It's Nicole Byers. Yes. Hi, Byer.
Big fat.
Big fat Oprah.
By the way,
just in a bed.
It previously said big fat black bitch, and I almost introduced you that as a joke. And then if you showed up without it, people would be like, what the fuck, dude?
I would have loved it. I was like, should I leave it? And I was like, nah, I'll change it to Big Fat Oprah.
Byer, thank you so much for coming to do the fucking Power Hour.
Thank you for having me. This is one of my favorite things. I love it so much. I feel bad during it. I feel bad after it. I love it.
I'm getting to the point where I feel bad before it. I was kind of annoyed all day that I had to do this.
I was honestly very excited.
But it's for a good cause today.
Yes. Yes.
We will... we'll mention the charity once. It's for the Okra Project. The only reason we're only mentioning them once is because I don't want them to think they have to be tied at all to the content of this podcast. We are not. They did not ask for us to do this for them. We are going to do a disgusting drinking show, but we will be donating all the proceeds, all the ticket sales from you guys, which as of last count was over 2,500 people have gotten tickets.
Wow.
And are playing along at home, ideally, because I just want to have an actual effect on the alcohol, blood alcohol content of America tonight. Yeah. Let's together. Now, Byer, I've asked everyone what they're drinking, hon. What are you drinking, Angel?
So I can't do the full-blown Power Hour, but I have one Bud Light that I'm going to drink for the whole hour.
Yes. It has to last the whole time.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, that's going to be a fucking challenge. And then I have this giant cookie that Mono sent me that honestly in my hand is like 2 pounds. Yes. And I think it might make me sick. And I have another one just in case I finish it. So like I will feel bad. So no worries. I will feel terrible.
Yeah, good.
Nicole may not be able to drink because she has an injury, but
I broke my leg. Can you see it?
Fuck.
God damn, girl. I just pictured like a team of people setting this mic up around you while you just laid in bed cackling like that.
Well, a team of people had to take me out of my house. A big person shouldn't buy a house with stairs. Well, I truly felt like I was in my 600-pound life. Like, I was barely
They're like, I think we're going to have to Gilbert Graper. Take the top off the house and crane you out.
Gotta keep adding those poles under the house. Gotta keep adding those poles.
Hey, what's up, high and mighty listeners? This is Sober Gabrus popping in here right before the counter starts down to hit you with a little bit of a HelloFresh ad. Shout out to HelloFresh sponsoring this episode. Pretty cool of them. Here's the thing. HelloFresh is mad easy and stress-free. It sends you all, you know how this works. They send you all the ingredients and a recipe, and you just make yourself dinner. It's very easy. Cuts out all the stressful meal planning, which is the easiest thing for me. It's just like, I get so overwhelmed with choosing what I want to eat. I could spend a half an hour trying to order from a delivery site or whatever. But instead, with HelloFresh, they help make the decisions for you. And it's good that they make the decisions for you because everything they have is there's a great variety and it's delicious. Over 90% of their ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness. Tons of options each week. My current favorite, it's got a kind of corny name, the Gouda Vibes Burger, but it's a very, I'm hesitant to say that. HelloFresh, their food is great, but do I want to be saying Gouda vibes? But whatever. I love Gouda cheese. They send it along with some beef, and you make a tomato onion jam that goes on the burger and potato wedges on the side, and that was fire. I highly recommend it. They send you everything. The roll was good. It's wonderful. And here's the thing. HelloFresh is also sustainable. It's first global carbon neutral meal kit company. You skip in the grocery store, so you're not wasting a bunch of food. It pre-portions the ingredients, so you're not overbuying. And the packaging HelloFresh uses to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and or already recycled material. How tight is that? So, be like me. My wife doesn't eat beef, so I luckily got to eat two Gouda Vibes burgers for dinner the other night. They went down amazing, and I had a wonderful time. Here's the thing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Mighty90 and use code Mighty90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/Mighty90 and use code Mighty90 to get $90 off, included free shipping. Do it. Come on. All right, back to this disaster that is the Power Hour. All right, but this is going to be a disaster, so we might as well get cracking soon. Before the clock comes up, I just want to run the audience through how a Power Hour works. We're going to have a little clock running, and every minute on the minute, you're going to take a shot of beer, whatever you consider a shot of beer, a shot glass, a sip, whatever. This is mine. I'm going to not fill it up the full time every time. But... I just want everyone to play along. And also, if you want to play along with water, I understand. If you want to play along with dabs, God bless you, and I'll see you in heaven. Oh, like, boy. Whatever you want to do. However you want to play, do it. If you don't want to play along at all, just thank you for tuning in to this absolute shit show and giving some money to a wonderful cause. Can we get that? Is the clock start right when it pops up, or is it come up and we can look at it for a second? Whatever, just fucking pull it up. If it starts, it starts.
Love it.
I guess... Oh, there's a delay according to... That's what I was asking. Perfect.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm drinking, beautiful.
I'm drinking Deschutes, which is sort of an American pilsner.
Wow.
And then yeah, I have some... Deschutes?
Deschutes. The brewery is named Deschutes, like spelled like the river in Oregon, like D-E-S.
Oh.
And then I think this is like a pun thing. And it's like a light drink in pilsner. I'm going to be drinking this until I run out of the only six-pack that BevMo had, and then I'll be switching to... PBR, woo. Weed, tequila. Woo. We got all kinds of shit over here.
Oh, what a treat.
All right, well, let's get the fucking clock started, folks. We know how this works. On that first one, we're doing a shot of beer.
Yeah. Oh,
that's bad. This is where I'm already at.
You're already right. There.
All right.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, guys. To a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Yum.
59 to go.
I spilled.
Oh, God.
Weiger, I spilled on my PS4.
I spilled on my laptop.
Oh, no.
I spilled on my laptop.
This is very dangerous.
Wait, did all three of us already spill? Did the three 40-year-old men in baseball caps already spill their beer on their tanker? Fucking, look at us, these fucking losers. We're not even balding. We're using caps just to hide our faces.
You know, my hair has gotten really long over COVID, ooh, but I've also realized my forehead has gotten long. So I've kind of been that weird, like, clinging to scraps phase of middle age, like where, like, my hairline is receding, but I still can, like, grow it out long. I don't know. It's, like, extra. It feels Jesus. Extra pathetic for me.
I like it.
Like David Spade at the Callahan Auto Plant.
Another
shot. Oh, shit. That was another shot. Damn it.
Yeah, it was a minute, was a.k.a., you know, one load.
Yeah, like, I like that. I like the bias. I think when you, the bias on the bang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a nice little swoop.
Yeah, have it, like, go eat, like, emo.
Yeah, go emo.
Oh, yes. Yeah, go, become a bully.
Yes, there it is.
Mitchie, these are nice heads of
everybody's
hair.
Everybody's going emo.
Oh, Gabe. I like it.
I like to call my testicle Fallout Boy because it slips out of my underwear. I'm an e-boy.
Oh my god.
You both look cool, and I look like a Dick Tracy villain instead. I got a big fucking...
I get that joke because I just saw Dick Tracy, and I will say you don't. Everyone looks so fucked up in that movie.
That's another shot, fam. I'm proud of you, Byer. You watched a movie.
I did. I watched a movie. It was very
sort of
exciting.
Famously bad and insane movie, but yeah.
It's terrible.
Good. John Milheiser loves it, and he was like, you have to watch it. So I did.
Oh, it's so colorful. I just love the production design and the wardrobes and the makeup.
Oh my gosh.
You're not describing a movie. You're describing a high school play set.
That's fair.
I remember wanting to love it so bad and then watching it as like a 6-year-old and being like, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I got a Dick Tracy yellow like coat like he had in the movie. But I got it like a little too, like I got it like that summer. And then by the time school came back around, it wasn't cool anymore. So like, I remember wearing it to school and then just like hiding behind a tree. So nobody saw my Dick Tracy jacket. Cause I was so embarrassed.
Dick, Nick.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Jesus.
Those minutes get shorter and shorter.
They really do. Even though I'm taking like itty bitty little baby sips,
that's
they
sad story,
sneak Wager. Up on you.
It's going to stick with me tomorrow.
It's so weird how time is rubber like that. Like when it's drinking a shot, it feels like it's happening fast. When it's trying to last a minute without coming, it feels impossible. That's the longest
SSRIs,
minute in the world.
My boys. Get on SSRIs.
Oh my God. Wait,
I have obesity and low T helping me in that department.
Wiger, hook us up with the Blue Chew, my man.
Promo code sports guy.
I want Blue Chew to sponsor anything I do. I'm so curious.
My face is so fucking hot already.
It is incredible how red you are.
I started pretty red, but now it be hitting hard.
Are you sunburned too? Have you been in the sun?
I'm always in the sun, baby.
Yeah.
I smoke weed shirtless in my driveway or parking lot every day. I swing a kettlebell or a fucking heavy like dumbbells out in my parking lot or driveway shirtless almost every day. My neighbors absolutely fucking hate me.
No, they don't. They love
they
it.
Love just it. They blasting. Love it.
Blasting a fantasy audiobook, doing heavy farmer's carries, shirtless with sunglasses and a joint in my mouth.
I mean, if you keep describing it, I'm going to get horny.
Yeah. We can't afford to have that. You're not in a waterproof room, Betsy.
You are.
I know. I'm at an Airbnb. I can't have that much damage to my bill. Shit.
That's how fucking drunk you were planning on getting, like the Hulk. You had to like lock yourself into an Airbnb this weekend. Yeah. Cheers.
Gabris, I won't rest until you become a men.com exclusive. I think you really got to dip a toe in porn. Just go for it.
I agree. I think you should get into porn. The people want it. They want to see you naked. They want to see you, you know, getting it in. I'm so horny right now.
I could tell by the fact that you said people want to see me fucking. That's how desperate and horny everyone's gotten. It's like,
everybody
wants
to see it.
I'd even watch that giant fucking professional wrestling baby fuck over there.
I'm checking out men.com. This is
a lot of stuff going on here. Pretending like that window wasn't already open. let me type that in.
It's men, not man. Okay.
You just hit W and it says www.men.shit.
Cheers.
It's a regret great this big shot glass.
Oh, yeah. It's a great get for porn that they got men.com. That's incredible. Yeah.
That's
I
huge.
Mean, they even have a social dick dancing.
That's
it's social
funny.
Distancing, but instead of distance, it's dick. How would you say
social distancing?
Dick-stancing.
Dick-stancing.
That's what Nick calls fucking. Because he can do it from 6 feet away. All
right. Mono, can you walk us through one of my favorite things in porno that you told me about, the bait bus?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the bait bus. Because y'all have the bang bus, but we have the bait bus.
Yeah. What's the bait bus?
The bait bus is a phenomenon in gay porn where a straight guy gets on this bus, is lured by a sexy woman, and she's like, I love blowjobs, but only when you're blindfolded. She blindfolds him, a secret fag comes from the back seat.
Isn't that a card game? I feel like that was a fraternity initiation when I was in college. I won't say the name of the game, but
I'm so sad that he, no matter what, right? He's like, this feels amazing, and it feels so good. I gotta take this blindfold off, and he freaks the fuck out. They trick him into staying for money, and you know. Calamity happens.
Wow.
I watched one and it was so good, and the arc of it.
It was only 2.5 hours long.
But I love that the arc ends with the guy, like the guy gets he gets sucked off by the dude and he hates it, and then he's like they give him more money to have fuck the dude, and he's like, oh fine, he does it, and then he comes. Oh shit.
And then he comes, oh shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you like it? And he's like, no, man, no. Like, he still is like not on board.
I think that's part of it for some people. It's like, I never wanted to do that. And you're like, thank you.
Thank you.
I would do porn adjacent stuff, like eat sandwiches shirtless on OnlyFans or something
OnlyFans
like that.
OnlyFans and do you it. People do would fucking that. Pay for that.
You should
I just
do
like
that.
Shirtless mukbangs where I eat like a fucking full.
Yes.
I'm gonna eat 100 crab rangoons in short shorts.
You'll pull in a couple extra K a month.
Yeah. You should do it. Charge
dude,
people
now
like
that I've said this,
$17 a month.
Yeah, Tiffany is already like doing the calculations in her head watching this. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but you are doing that.
Yeah.
She works all day in quarantine, and I sit here and do this one night out of the 200.
Woo!
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 Yum.
Gabrus, I had a dream that you were naked, and
I ate a roast beef sandwich before.
Wow. What kind of, wait, where's the roast beef sandwich from?
Did you eat a woman out, or did you actually eat a roast beef sandwich?
Let's throw it to the chat to determine which one it was. Now, folks, do you think Mike Mitchell ate a sandwich or a pussy right before the show started?
I know the answer to this one. Pretty certain.
I am a gambling man, and I think I'll take the odds.
I had a dream, Gabrus, you were naked and had a beautiful pierced dick. And it was like, it was such a weird thing to like see, but it was like, it looked great. And it was just like, because I've seen you without a shirt. I've seen you in, swim trunks. Like I've seen most of your body. Actually, I've seen you, I think, pretty much naked just without the genital part. Shit.
Yeah, we'll fix that next when we're allowed to tour again. To you, it'll be like... It'll be like Frodo and Gandalf. You'll like won't even understand that it is a dick.
Frodo and Gandalf.
So and it was specifically a beautiful
Nicole Byer, who hosts a podcast about Lord of the Rings, just says Frodo and Gandalf. She's done fucking 40 episodes about it.
Nicole.
And it doesn't even land on her.
Well, I was like, wait, I know
Frodo
those two people.
Yeah.
And then after I said it, I was like, yes, Gandhi and Frodo. Yes. I know them.
Tiny man.
Did you think
and
they were
wizard.
Old friends?
What?
Who did you think they were? Frodo
For
and
a hot
Gandalf.
Second, I didn't know. I was like, maybe this is something I haven't seen. But then I said it and was like, no, I fully know who these two people are. Listen, I try to keep Lord of the Rings as far from my personal life as possible because these movies are long and bad.
They're
so not good.
Long,
I don't
man.
Like them.
What?
Horrible.
Wow.
Speaking of long
Shit.
And bad, 48 more mm-hmm. shots to go.
Ooh, can we go back to Gabrus's gorgeous pierced dick?
Yes,
oh yeah, what the
and
hell?
Why you dreamt
it was weird.
Of it?
I don't know why I dreamt of it, but it was I saw it. I think we're like just like it was like a beach situation. It was at the beach. I think because it was the beach, and I know you that you were there, and then dream state that got in. I don't know what happened.
Let me
Ooh,
guess.
That
Wags.
Seems like a like a recipe for disaster. Get sand in your piercing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Seems uncomfortable. Yeah.
Wags, did Natalie have to change the sheets the next morning or what?
Mitch, yeah. That's the one treat about being home, right? Is that your mom could come take your sheets every morning and put them right in the incinerator.
Incinerator.
Just burn all the jizz and barbecue sauce. She's Betsy, fucking... did you say like the Toms like in The Simpsons?
Yeah. She's fucking... She's also wearing like the the bird pandemic mask.
Yeah, the fucking she has the fucking plague mask.
No, it's much harder to jack off when you're home than you think. It is it's not easy.
Just don't be loud and close the door.
Ugh, no, it's hard.
Mitch likes a wide open door and just fucking screaming, man.
Is it because you sleep on that big throw pillow on the floor at the foot of your mom's bed? With a fucking big rawhide bone over there. I have to go out, Mom. She takes you out so you can shit in the yard in the morning.
Mitch. Oh, shit in the yard.
Mitch, is it true that you were incredibly confused when she took away the stairs that led to the bed? You didn't know what to do.
Is it true? The hell?
Is it true? It's my favorite thing.
Oh, shit.
Isn't it true? It's like, yeah, okay, you keep thinking of how you want to say this sentence, like the classic, like,
is it true
that, okay, what is the joke I'm trying to get out?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it true?
I'm going to steal that.
It's even crazier because it presupposes that there's been news or media about this or...
Another one of my favorite things that Votto does is when we're doing a run of bits, he'll like where we're at, we do bits where we're like just different people and stuff, and he'll be like, hold on, what else? And it makes me laugh so hard.
When you're like, I don't want the bit to die.
Yeah.
What else? That's my mom on the phone. My mom will call me and be like, Jonathan, you never call. Oh, cheers. Jonathan,
oh, wow.
You never call me.
If I eat this whole cookie, I'll die.
Yeah,
It's rich. There's weed in it? In the middle.
Yeah, it's good, but it's heavy and
it's
a
rich.
Lot.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, rich. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dime.
I love stuffed cookies. Stuffed cookies, please sponsor us all because I love the company very much.
Give them
I
to
want
us.
My cookies stuffed.
Nicole, so horny.
Incredible.
I mean.
It's so sad.
Just throw up on the camera.
That would be incredible.
Squeak, squeak. Wipe it off.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It might happen.
This is fun.
Here we go.
Cheers.
By the way, when we were doing this, the sound check, like a half hour before we started this, Natalie just left. My wife just left. And
for
I
good.
Don't know if, she, yeah, this might be it. But I don't know. I think she was like, at some point she was like, I think I might want to watch the stream. And then I think she realized, like, I don't want to be around for this. So I don't know what, I feel bad for what she's going to come home to.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's going to be around for a aftermath. Part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ultimate part of it. Cook something nice for her.
Yeah, make her pierogies.
Oh, there you go.
Pierogies.
Oh,
I love a pierogi.
I do too, dude.
I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait to go fucking ham on turkey.
Yes.
Go hard as a motherfucker into that turkey paint.
I have plans to make spanakopita after this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tonight? Mano's spanakopita is good.
Thank you.
By the way,
I've had
like... Yes, it's so good.
I've had like three shots in this last minute because I keep forgetting that we're supposed to be waiting.
Who knows? But I can't tell if that's realistic or not. It's like, am I actually going to be standing on my feet or
you can
pissing
do
in
will.
The kitchen?
Okay. Yeah, you'll have a blast. Put
Mano,
some good
you have
music
to just
on.
Get... darted on it right away because the 60th sip of beer will hit like 45 minutes from the end of it. You know what I mean? So you have like that window before, as you're plummeting downhill, you can just fucking get that spanakopita started.
Here comes the Minion costume's coming off.
Yeah.
Because that thing is, as someone who's previously worn a Minions costume at a live Doughboy show, that shit does not breathe at all. It's made
horrible.
It's made from like a kitchen glove material. It's like fucking brutal.
You could try to set it on fire.
You probably could just set it on fire by, like, I don't know, having it near an open flame. But I tried to find a sexy Minions costume for Halloween, and there wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
Nicole, do you know what I mean?
All you got to do is put on a Minions costume, and it instantly becomes a sexy Minions costume.
Oh, my God. That's what I needed to hear today.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
And I don't mean it in the Weiger way. I mean it in that you're sexy, not in the Weiger way that a Minion and sexy is redundant.
What if it was like Minion body, but instead of the goggles on the face, they're on the
titties?
They're
on the tits. Ooh. Yes, that's what I wanted. Good.
Time to make a weird confession. I've seen that.
of course.
Well, okay.
I've definitely seen someone texted me a picture of a chick who had her, she was painted
she
all yellow. Yeah, maybe, probably.
Oh, did she paint the eyes on?
She painted
the... I had to look in the plus size costumes.
Oh, you know? Right, yeah.
We gotta fit the whole body.
Preaching to the choir, you're talking to a kid who wanted to wear, like, interesting tuxedo to his prom, and they were like, sir, you could choose from these three things.
Like, and two of them
And one of them
blankets.
Is a velour sweatsuit. Yeah.
Fuck, shit.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Holy shit, that was another minute we missed. Sorry, fam.
Did we miss it or make it?
We made it.
We made it.
Thank God we made it. Because if we miss a shot, the entire premise is off of the show.
I know.
I gotta say, this little countdown clock, it's so high tech to me.
I love it.
I don't understand how it's there.
It's
shout out to Mars, who I think everyone here knows. I think she built that for me for a power hour. She fucking rules.
Wow. She's incredible.
Mars at Mars Mel on social media. She rules.
She's I love her so much.
I do too. She's so
I do too. She's wonderful. And she's the Beat Saber champion of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. This is a real HeadGum in the HeadGum family podcast. We should shout out HeadGum, Marika, Emma.
Head
thank you so much for helping us.
Yeah. Thank you, Marika. Thank you, Emma.
HeadGum.
HeadGum.
Fuck Marty.
Cheers.
Sell a fucking head.
Oop.
And I oop.
Whoa,
and
dude.
Oop.
Oh. Yeah, we are. We're all real. Real pod heads, real podsters.
Yeah, what else? Podsters. What else? What else?
What else? What else?
What else? What else?
Yeah.
Isn't it true we're all pod heads?
Is it true?
Oh, wait, Mitch, go get your mom.
Yeah, get your mom, Mitch.
Get her.
Mitch, let your mom relax for one fucking second of her life.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, man,
what happened to Mitch?
Oh, we lost him.
She's making a.
Wow!
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Mrs. Mitchell. We summoned her. She's the Babadook. Hi, Mrs. Mitchell.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. It's time to do a shot, Mitch. Just because your mom's there, you don't get a break.
Oh, shit.
She doesn't know what's going on, actually.
Mom.
It's always better that way.
Mom. Mom, tell us, Mom, what's your favorite, I'm sure you're good at everything, but what's your favorite Thanksgiving recipe you make?
Well, I always like Bell stuffing.
Bell stuffing is the answer.
Plain old Bell stuffing.
What's Bell stuffing?
Whoa.
Yeah, what's big fan. I like to make, I make it.
Yes.
Bell is a seasoning, right? It's a New England, is it New England or where is it? It's a New England seasoning.
Whoa. Yeah.
So and that's how the Bell stuffing, you just use that seasoning.
That sounds delicious.
Nice.
Us
and you were making it right now, correct?
I'm done.
Oh, she's done. She's all done.
Wow.
Us iTies put sausage in our stuffing. Is there stuffing?
Oh,
is there sausage
I love that.
In the-
Anyone have stuffing with oysters? I've always thought that would be great.
Ooh,
no.
That's in my wheelhouse, yeah. Mrs. Mitchell.
I would love that.
Yeah, I think that would be delicious. There's a big I've heard about it for years, but I've never done it.
Yes.
Do it.
Let me know.
You've never had an oyster buyer?
No, they seem scary. No.
Well, you never had an oyster? That's Nicole and John Gabers.
They seem scary.
And Mono and Betsy and Weiger.
I'm going to be there for the first one.
Well, they can't even see me. I know Mr. Weiger. Okay. And
you called him Mr. Weiger.
Yes.
When he met her, he said, you can call me Mr. Weiger. Nick's my dad's name. Nick's my dad's name. Call me Mr. Weiger.
Well, you have to try them. They're delicious if you haven't had one.
Nicole, my mom says you got to try oysters.
Yes.
All right.
Me and Mitch will be there for your first one. But maybe wait till after quarantine, because if you start having oysters around me and Mitch, you're not going to be able to help yourself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I already can't help myself, so I can't have an oyster.
Right.
Oh, no.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
My whole life is two sumo wrestlers
with
little
Thanksgiving.
Dicks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Mitch and Mitchell.
Bye.
I don't think she remembered me from when she met me in Boston, and I'm really sad about it.
Aww. You're like the one of three black people
no,
she's
she
met
does.
In Boston.
My sister, my mom and sister talk to you about.
Oh, my God.
And not
Nicole,
to mention
my mom and sister talking about you all the time.
Human being that exists. Like, one of the most memorable.
Well, I don't know. I like mom so much. Probably because I don't have one. And I just want them to remember me.
Oh. Nicole, you should have asked, will you be my mommy?
I hate dads for the same reason.
Right.
Wait, Nicole, will you...
said, Mrs. Mitchell, will you be my mommy?
Nicole, will you start a new podcast called Why Won't You Be My Mommy?
Yeah, and I just have all of my friends' moms on, and we just like have a nice heartwarming conversation, and then I go, hey, would you be my mom? And then some of them will go, no.
Nicole, I'll tell you right now, my mom is eager to adopt, so.
Oh boy, I want to meet your mom so bad.
You'd like
I've heard so many stories.
My mom would adopt you in a second, and then my mother-in-law would actually, who's watching this, because she's a huge fan of yours.
I love her mother-in-law. Yeah. We follow each other on Instagram. I just liked one of her pictures and commented. I like her
Remember
so much.
Remember when we took her
You
to
just made
Cheetah's?
Her fucking life. You just made her fucking life. I got her an extra copy of your book because your publisher sent me one, and I bought one, and she's like, can you have Nicole sign this for me? And I was like, it's like quarantine. I'm not seeing her. And I'm like, so I signed it. from Nicole's less famous friend, your son-in-law, John Gabers.
That's so funny.
Do you remember last year when we tried to get them to go to a strip club? And
we got in, but it sucked.
We went to
an empty strip club with all the lights on. We took my mother-in-law and father-in-law to a fucking strip club. After the last power hour,
and
we walk in, all the lights are on, no one's dancing, and the women are like...
It was new management, and it's humiliating.
Horrible.
It was so bad.
And we played like insane covers and like hit our backpacks and cars and shit.
We went to Jumbo's after.
Yeah.
And I spent so much money. I woke up with so many dollar bills just around my bed. And then I was like, Betsy, when did we leave each other? And she was like, I left you when you were screaming and you were smoking a joint with some man.
And I was like, I have to go to bed. I gotta fucking host Thanksgiving that you're coming to tomorrow.
And I rolled up real late.
Yes, you did. Way after dinner.
And I was like, who wants this mac and cheese? It's kind of cold.
It was fun, though. I mean, Jumbo's rules. I'm so sad about Cheetah's, but whatever.
For the non-LA people, you guys are talking about Jumbo's Clown Room.
Yes. And they do virtual shows, so if you do like strippers... it's like, I think it's, it's like Cyber
cool
Clown
cats.
Or something. I don't know.
Cool cats.
Yeah.
We've watched a bunch.
I was trying to pretend like I didn't know what it was.
It's like cool.
So men.com. Okay, let me type that in.
Oh, yeah. Bait bus baby.
This feels crazy.
Baby.
This feels like a green room hangout, except there are several thousand people watching.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Like, that's so fucking crazy.
I was telling you, when I did my live show, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if this is good. I was like, it's going to feel so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I've never cared if something I did was good, at least. Like, I'm not going to start now.
I mean, quarantine, that really pays off. Other time, no, but... Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Guys, I'm in pretty bad shapes. It's not halfway.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're 27
good.
Minutes in. At least we, yeah. Weiger, if you want, send your audio to Emma now. We're pretty much wrapped with you. We'll do like a TV set. That's a series wrap on Nick Weiger.
Speech.
Speech.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. Bad. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
How could someone go? Alcohol doesn't even like hit your bloodstream for 1 hour after drinking it. How has this happened to you?
I thought I was doing pretty good at the 20-minute mark, which is usually when I really start to feel it. And then like 25, 26, I was like, this is bad.
This is very bad.
Hold on. So, did you think you gained 6 minutes of quarantine weight? Maybe.
Jizzies.
Fuck.
Did you fall into a big wooden barrel, Weiger, filled with booze?
He's going to start hiccuping.
Wait,
like
Weiger,
a little mouse.
Are you drinking out of a jigger?
I am.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like a hate crime, but that's the name of it. A jigger.
I know.
I
know.
They haven't changed
I'm too scared
it.
To
I only
say
pronounce
that.
It with this. I pronounce it with a soft R. I'm afraid to
it's
say it.
It's a wild word. It's a wild word.
Dude, I swear to God, and I know you're not supposed to say this word anymore, but I swear to God, there used to be a section at the fucking Burlington Coat Factory in my home on Long Island that said wigger. Like
oh.
Four white people.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
No. It's like, it's the most insane. Like, I swear to God, I remember a sign, and I might be creating that in my head, but I remember a sign, and I was like a year and a half ago, I was like, that was terrible, right? Like, that
that's
existed.
Well, how many times have you begun a thought with, how many times have you begun a thought with, I know you're not supposed to say this word, but.
Right.
Wait, are
right,
we
right.
not supposed to say wigger is a bad word?
I mean, I don't know.
You go
something.
Ahead and throw it around, buyer.
Yeah. But what's funny is. Here's what's funny is that what's problematic. No, what's stupid about that, it's a bad business decision because wiggers don't want to shop in a section for wiggers.
Sure.
They want to shop in a section
they
for...
They want to shop at FUBU.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I won't say the actual word, even though I'm allowed.
It'll only
imagine
be the 110th
like
time it's said on this
section.
The N-word section.
Oh my God.
And then black people are like, get back to your own section.
That would be fresh.
It's FIBU.
Emma pointed
for
out that
you
Weiger...
by us.
Shit.
FIBU.
Emma pointed out that Weiger switched to the shorter, the smaller side of the jigger.
Smart move.
No.
Oh yeah, I've been using the 1.5 ounce.
Oh,
yeah,
that's huge.
So I've been doing too much. I just spilled.
Oh, so you've just been drinking too much anyway?
I guess so. Wait, I'll flip it over.
I will say I do. Guys, we're at the halfway point. We're 30
Whoa.
Minutes in.
Yeah.
It's half time. Time to take a quick pop a half an orange in your mouth and get ready to keep fucking drinking. Weiger, I do feel better that you're getting blackout drunk and you're already home. So like worst case scenario.
That's nice. We don't have to worry about you.
Once, what, worst case gonna, scenario, you go through a basket of apples right after the show, and that's about it. Oh
he was God. Eating one. He was eating an apple pre-show. He was
like,
he was
call
prepping,
me by your name.
That's
he's eating a used apple like Army Hammer.
Fuck. He was prepping an apple pre-show, biting the hole into it.
You got it. Because if you eat your own, it's not gay.
Ooh. I've only gotten it in my mouth once, and it was by accident. One of those, like, I pulled out and looked
down. Wait,
what?
What are you talking about?
Getting cum in your mouth?
Cum.
Oh.
Eating your own cum.
I pulled out and, like, looked down to make sure I wasn't, because, you know, I was, like, so scared of getting anyone pregnant for, like, 30-something years. Mm-hmm. I pulled out and looked down to make sure I wasn't in, and when I looked down, it just went, plop, like, all into, and I was just, like, I just did the thing where I stood up and I was, like, like, oh, I got something on my lips. And I was like, oh, well, now I know. Yeah, it tastes like salty shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a very good description. Yeah, salty shampoo.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I see the advantage to getting it right in the back of the throat where I can just kind of skip some taste buds.
Right down. Don't even taste
it. Down.
It's just so it's just so polite. Cheers. You know? Swallowing cum is very polite, is what I'll say. It's just like yeah. You know,
that's
you
what my mom taught me. So much if you're at a guest house, swallow all the cum you can. Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother said. Totally.
I just realized my mom and mother-in-law are watching this, and like my entire family.
Are they really?
And I'm like, I got cum in my mouth when I was.
They probably already know. You've probably already told this story.
Yeah, you probably yeah, already I, you told I don't this.
I'm not making any new cool sex stories. They're all with the exactly. same person for 18 years.
Exactly.
You can have new cool sex.
Oh, I do have new cool sex, but it's always like some of the stuff you're not going to share on a podcast. It's fun with exes. It's weird when it's your wife.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Oh, I titty fucked her last night, dog. Everyone's like, you mean your wife who's cooking us dinner tonight? Shut up, man. You mean your wife who I'm better friends with than you?
I'll never understand titty fucking. Cheers!
Titty fucking, because women have a thing called the T-spot, which is located on their sternum.
Oh.
And you can stimulate that enough. It's the only way a lot of women get off. This is something I know as an expert.
Oh, right. That's why I love getting hit with a bat in my sternum. It feels so good.
What beautiful imagery. Betsy getting just like fucking wailed on the chest and her going, oh.
Jesus Christ.
Better get an Airbnb. I better get an Airbnb and put a tarp down.
Oh, yeah, the floor is totally tarped. I'm here by myself.
This is
like
a
Dexter.
Reminder. This is a reminder.
I'm Sexter.
Look, Okra Project, how much we will...
Shit.
I will titty fuck Betsy, see how much money we can raise.
Why not me?
Mano,
I'm the one
I'll
who has
titty
said
fuck
she's
both
so
of you.
Horny. Titty raise it all, and then... you could just punch me in the face.
promise you just punch.
Please, just fucking sock me in the face,
Betsy.
Please, Mono.
I have a question for Mono and Weiger. Does gay porn ever do like male titty fucking?
Right, like
yes,
kinda
for the chubbies.
Kind of
I'm wondering.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm wondering if some bears
probably.
Get there.
I bet. Yeah.
I do. I've seen it.
There's a lot of fraudage, though. I think fraudage is the interesting equivalent, where it's just
What's fraudage?
That is very.
I've never heard that. We're learning a vocab word here at the High and Mighty
fraudage.
Power Hour.
Actually, has like a really weird origin with like Victorian times, where like men would rub each other's penises on upon one another to like. To gain from one another's masculinity.
I've heard that.
I've been fooled by that sentence before.
Let's
get you nice and masculine, brother. Rub your dick against mine.
We're such bros. But,
oh my God.
And also ancient Greece, duh. But like they just rub your dick on another dick and it's like that sensation. And there's like a weird, like, is this sex? But yes, it is. Cause we're clearly hard. I don't know.
And do you have to do like Vader noises and stuff like that? I'm not your father. I'm your stepfather, so it's completely okay.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the stepfatherdom in all porn. Jesus Christ.
Next time we could do the IRL Power Hour. We should do that.
IRL Power Hour?
We should do, yeah. Next time we get together.
Rub our dicks on each
other. Let's do the fraudage.
You guys want to watch me and Mitch see if we can get our dicks to touch with our guts in the way?
Honestly, I do want to see it because I don't think it's possible.
I don't think me and Mitch could do it.
Two fucking giant navels touching each other and their dicks are just really... Oh, what is that painting where the two fingers are trying to touch? That's what it
the creation
be.
Of man.
That is...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, make us look like old fucking idiots. Is it Michelangelo?
I think so.
It's on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, right?
It's on the Sistine Chapel.
Did Michelangelo...
The 16th. It's on the 16th chapel.
It's on the 16th chapel. It's right after the 15th before the 17th. You know?
Wait, but didn't Michelangelo sculpt David? Did he sculpt...
Yeah.
He did.
He sculpted sculpted and painted? Wow.
He's amazing.
And David
he's
has a
fucking
huge
party
hog,
dude.
Right?
I think that it's not fair.
David's
that,
dick is enormous. Holy shit. Another fucking
Wait,
minute has
shit.
Passed.
There's intel on
David's
dick.
David's dick is not that small.
Isn't That's there a thing, heard. Though, where they, like...
It's huge. David's dick is enormous in my book.
David's dick is huge. Compared to my little cashew of a dick. I think that
compared
dick...
My piece of fucking juicy evil? Fruit in a barbershop floor.
Wait, Betsy, what did you say?
sorry, Betsy, go back to that.
Mano knows more than I do, but, like, in ancient times, big dicks were, like, a sign of the devil, right, Mano?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Which is
sounds
why,
like bring it back. Yes. Bring those times back, baby.
Which is why they were like, if you're a sophisticated man, you have a smaller penis. And that's why, like, a lot of demonic art has giant hard cocks.
Cute.
And
I like, wow. Looking at Weiger. Your face is so
Your face
funny.
Is melting. Your face is
I'm
melting. Doing,
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
Weiger looks like,
you look like
Taylor like
Klebold's Wikipedia
Siegel
page
moment.
Photo.
Sorry, I stepped all over that.
Weiger.
We missed the shot.
Weiger, do you have an allergy to alcohol?
Shit. No, it's just a lot at once. It's just a lot at once. This isn't how I don't drink. I don't binge drink. Like I drink, I'll have a glasses of wine, but I don't binge drink. So this is just a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot.
Nicole. Huh? Nicole.
Yes.
My mom says, tell Nicole when we're out of the woods, we'll try all kinds of oysters.
Oh,
Candy will be excited.
Yes.
She remembers you.
Really warms my heart because I liked her so much.
Yes.
Bro, what kind of fucking weird ass relationship do you have with your mom? Yeah. She's texting. She's like, I just left Mitch alone. He was in the middle of something, but I should text him and say hi just in case he misses me.
Because she's sweet. So sweet.
It's so sweet.
Mother Tell and I are walking. Mother and I are watching Mad Men together.
Whoa!
You're watching Mad Men with your mom?
Yeah, it gets horny. It gets awkward.
It gets crazy horny and awkward.
The show?
Well, yeah, no, that's the issue. We gotta pause the show. It gets too horny.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah. Oh my god! Fucking only 21 shots.
Look, Gabers, you said to not bring this up, but am I the only person on like a 30-second delay in this entire thing?
Oh,
I am
100% the only.
You don't seem delayed.
No, you are. But...
No, Weiger, by the way you answered that, I am 100% delayed. Oh.
You're a little delayed. I think the Quincy basement Wi-Fi isn't as good as you think it is.
I'm on minute 32.
You're talking to us from 6:57 p.m.
Oh, Mono, do you know Caleb Stryker or Zane Williams?
Oh, fuck yeah.
One of these guys is fucking... Oh, maybe it's Ty Mitchell. One of these guys has got a fucking piece.
Are you just on men.com?
Yeah, I was just browsing some men.com.
Yes, good.
Weiger, you have extreme ant energy right now, like AUNT, and I'm into it.
I love it.
You're like white wine drunk at the fucking pool at Atlantis in the Bahamas. That Stryker boy has quite the hog, Mono.
Yeah, Jesus I'm looking Christ. At Caleb Stryker. He's nice.
Caleb Stryker, yeah, he's smooth. But
he's a little twinky for me.
I'm gonna look it, man.
Here's what
man?
I need to know, though. Like, we're in a weird time where, like, porn used to be like, I need to hide my name and become Caleb Stryker. And now it's like every 15-year-old, if you don't have an OnlyFans, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what's that about? Now it's just like, oh, no, this is my real name. Like, I saw someone's Twitter, like, yesterday where they were like, their giant dick pic and a picture of them hugging their dad were right next to each other in the feed.
I know what you're talking about.
Like,
I think more and more people are just well-adjusted.
Just liberated. Like, liberated.
I think parents are cooler and people are more well-adjusted these days. Yeah. Fire, you are 100% on men.com right now, are you not?
I sure was. I yeah. absolutely
I saw,
was. Just...
I saw your face. You had like cartoon wolf eyes come out of your fucking head.
It was really nice. Mono went with me to the Gay Porn Awards earlier this year.
Yes.
That was held on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And I got to make an MLK cum joke. And I was like, oh, I love this. But there was
That's the dream he was talking about.
What?
He said I had a wet dream once.
Shit.
But there was an in memoriam.
Yes.
It was sad because, yes, these, you know, gay porn stars have passed, but the shots they used for the video,
yes.
I was like, you could have used a non-shirtless picture of these boys.
Yes.
Like, it was so wild.
And they used their names, like Andrew the Hole Williams.
Yes.
And these people are dead.
Yes.
Well, you might have to show them shirt. You might not recognize them in clothes like seeing a teacher at the grocery store. You know, like,
right.
You need the context of their abs and their fucking cum gutters. Yeah.
Cum gutters, dude. Those are so hot.
Yeah.
Those are objectively hot and impossible.
I'll never have them. I want them so bad, I'll never have them.
But you know, I will say, I think porn now is about giant hogs more than like... Jeez. Overly fitness worries. I see that trend. So Weiger, you're fine.
There's this
never mind.
I was gonna say this dude Two-Tone Malone and his dick is two colors. He's got like
his
foreskin retracts. His foreskin retracts and like that part of his dick is darker.
Oh,
so
I know a couple of guys who are white guys whose dicks are very dark colored.
Yeah, it's weird. It's Two-Tone Malone.
I think some of those guys I'm talking about are currently watching, and you know who I'm talking about.
I love this.
I'm sorry, Mitch.
What were you saying about MLK?
You're saying
Mitch?
Something about MLK Jr.
Yes, please.
That his dream was. Martin Luther King's dream was the same dream Weiger had about Gabrus's penis, his perfect penis.
I'm very happy you got that out.
I would like nothing more than to show you my dick at the beach, but you'll be extremely let down. Yeah, go get more beers, Betsy. I've had to pee since minute 21. I'm just going to fucking sit here with my back teeth floating for the rest of the fucking show.
With your back teeth floating?
Because there's so much liquid in you.
That's like a weird dad expression, I think.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Wait, Betsy just left.
I'm having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You're having surgery?
What?
Wow.
Mitch just said I'm having surgery and then
it's
froze.
Dropped a bomb in here.
I'm having surgery next...
Next when?
I'm having surgery next month.
On what?
I'm having surgery next month.
Oh, yeah, okay,
you want to get it out here on the Power Hour right now?
December 28th, a few days. They're removing...
Drink.
They're removing two lumps from my belly.
What?
Really? Mitch, I know you're talking
my
about...
My tits, Gabrus.
What's that? Your lovely lady lumps?
Mitch, I know you're confessing something extremely personal, but
everyone
make sure
is
to take
a spinning
a shot.
Wheel.
Mitch being frozen here, it might as well turn to black and white and say in memoriam. Right
Mike the Hole Mitchell.
So wild that he froze like that.
Yes.
I'm having surgery.
What a hole. Can we all remember him the way he would have wanted us to remember him?
Oh no.
Let's remember him the way he would have wanted us to remember him. Just taking
back.
A 11-inch cock in that hole.
What did I
That's what I think of when I think of Mitch.
Guys, we're three quarters of the way through the Power Hour. We have 15 minutes left, 15 shots left.
Whoa.
We're gonna take this shit to the next level.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got two non-cancerous lumps in my belly.
Oh my god.
They're all good.
One is a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's, and what's the other one?
Yeah.
Ryan. And in case anyone hates me, we've discussed as adult male friends.
I've told Gabriel.
Yeah, it's like we've had a real male adult man conversation about this separately. So I don't think he's. I'm just reacting like this.
I don't think you need to have a disclaimer. You guys are fucking friends.
Yeah. That's all that. It's okay.
That's all I just want people to know. I'm not. Don't be putting out there how like I'm friends with Mitch and shit. I don't need that.
Wait, dope boys.
Did you have to have x-rays, Mitch?
Mm-hmm. I had a CAT scan.
Oh.
They put me in a CAT scan machine. I clogged
Did
the
you
pipe,
fit?
Basically. Like, it was like Augustus in the fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Got stuck in the tube.
But like
you can't
Nicole
do
said,
any more CAT scans.
like Homer in the water slide. Homer just send down a few more kids to dislodge them.
Did you have a Winnie the Pooh song break?
I'm just a little.
Yeah, did they start decorating your butt like a funny face?
The only time I ever had an MRI, I had to go down to the fucking Bronx Zoo and get in the fucking pachyderm unit.
Fuck.
I had to float in the pool at SeaWorld so they could match.
And do a couple of tricks. I don't know why, but
I got a lot of free sardines, though. It was worth it.
But doctors are crazy. They're going to cut you open. Nicole, doctors are crazy. I went to have a doctor tell me I have a hole in my stomach. Then I went to visit a surgeon and they're like, you don't have a hole in your stomach.
That's insane. That's insane.
And they're like, go home.
That's wild. I had x-rays today. And you guys, my titties are tiny. It was really upsetting to see. I'm built like a snowman. I was so upset to see it on the screen.
You got little carrot nipples.
they're just teeny tiny. And then like, ooh, a body. It was, right. I was like, oh man, this is like disrespectful. I was like, this
Your
is
nipples
rude.
Are made of coal. Okay. I think.
Cool.
But coal? You are beautiful, but I could imagine how an x-ray just is invasive.
Oh, yeah. Never see that screen at the TSA agents. When they scan you, never look at that screen. That is unflattering when they eliminate your fucking clothes and any features and you're just this blob. It's like, whoa! It's like a kid drew this from memory of what a person looks like.
Yeah.
Weiger knows this, but I went and saw my sister's doctor. And she gave me a genital exam. And after she gave me the genital exam, she went, a bit retracted. That's what she said.
Yeah. What? Ooh.
But isn't that good news? That means you can unretract.
Yeah, can you pull it out like a fruit by the foot?
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. I didn't order. My mom's yelling at me. What there's pizza here? I didn't order pizza.
Yeah, you did.
I wouldn't order you pizza.
You get fucking pranked, dude.
Cheers.
You're getting fucking spotted.
I just cheers with a joint. I was like, cheers. Wait, no, cheers.
Someone bought me pizza. I didn't buy that, Mom.
I think I missed one. I'm spilling.
Someone bought you pizza to your mom's house? Is this a bit?
She's pissed off right now. My mom is mad.
Is it possible it was one of your Quincy friends? It was like Dano or Chankton or Wu-Tang?
Oh, it could be. It could be Ramondi. I think Ramondi's watching. That's possible.
I'm sure it's Ramondi. Someone
What's
that
up,
knows
Ramondi?
Your address. I hope it's someone.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'll deal with it. I gotta Weiger, go deal with it. She's mad.
Noise?
She's mad. Hold on.
I kicked my shit. I kicked something.
Put on my shit kickers and kick some shit.
I kicked some shit.
Kick some.
Mitch is leaving. Mitch stood up. He left. Mitch
I'm calling if it's from Regina Pizzeria or Pizzeria Regina.
Oh, that place
is
good.
I'm
really
sure
good.
Mitch will tell us whatever local Boston place it's from and how like it's the best in the world or whatever. Guys, in 5 seconds, I'm going to do a fucking cannonball as my because I wanted to do it at minute 50. So
What's
I'm going to go for it on this one. Watch.
Wow.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
I've got weed, tequila, and beer. I'm going to do all three.
Whoa.
Gabris.
One.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a cannonball.
That's cool. Damn, that's cool.
That's a cannonball, man.
Cannonball.
Whoa! Yes, I'm so sad I can't get like legit fucked up.
I legitimately turtled in my pants right there. I just fucked up.
turtled. We got a little turtle head. What are we talking?
Mitch has a pizza. Mitch returned with a pizza.
Turtle head poking out. Remember
that? Is there a pizza? Gimme.
Yeah, is it good?
My mom is so mad at me. She was just the last thing she yelled at me was, "Don't eat it," as I brought it downstairs.
Don't you eat it?
Why can't you eat it?
What brand is it? What brand is it?
She's worried. She's worried. Mrs. Mitchell is a sweet mom. She's worried about her son's health.
It's a pepperoni. Oh, shut up, Weiger. What the fuck?
She's a sweet lady. That's what's motivating it.
She told me to quote unquote put it in the freezer.
I love her.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's a mom who's been busting her ass all day cooking. She's been cooking Thanksgiving all day, and you get a pizza delivered. She's like, this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm too full tomorrow. I have diarrhea for my Domino's and my 60 shots of beer.
She got me out of bed. She was pissed off. Whoever sent it, thank you, but also fuck you.
My mom used to get so mad at me and my brothers because we'd be so hungover on Thanksgiving. We'd be like, my mom would be like, it's time to get, you know, it'd be like, my dad, of course, hey, wake up, Jody, it's time to wake up. And it would be like, and we'd try to sleep as late as possible because we're so drunk. And then we'd eat like 100 pieces of shrimp cocktail right when it went out. And my mom would be like, oh my God. Woo!
Fuck. Cheers.
I did it again with the blunt. I'm fucking ripped, dude. I keep doing cheers and with the blunt and then taking a
hit. I took an extra shot just because I'm wacky.
Okay, Milo.
I love it. I'll do it. I'm going to do
Mitch,
it.
You never said where the pizza's from.
It's from Domino's. Hold on. I'll show you.
Show me. I love pizza
is
so
it
much.
Thin crust Buyer, or what?
I gotta
what
say,
we got to
say, free airplane bottle. Yeah.
Show me.
Airplane bottles of liquor taste worse when they're not out of your bra. I will say that.
It's beautiful.
Gabrus, thank you so much. Ooh, that is a nice
it's
looking
beautiful.
Pizza.
Yeah, that is gorgeous.
God, I'm so fucking fat.
Show me. No, show me. Wait, let's
Mano
all touch.
And I have been let's on all... a fucking... Oh, wait, go ahead, Mano.
Since our genitals are hiding, let's all touch our genitals while we look at pizza.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. I can touch Weiger's genitals. They're right outside my door. From Culver City to WeHo, that's not a problem for him.
Oh, here comes another one.
It's cheers. Time to take a shot.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, I had pizza today, and the first thing I thought was I could eat it again for dinner.
Fuck yes, dude.
I'm definitely ordering T-Belt. Yeah, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about what we're ordering after this. By the way, this next shot will be my sixth full beer. So I'm running through.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think the big shot glass was a dumb idea. Oh,
me
it worked. Okay,
I'm on
perfect.
Six. Shit, man.
I think I've actually.
And I had a couple of beers before this.
Yeah, no. You want to know what I do? You want to know what I do as on my for work today? I got high, walked to 7-Eleven and bought scratch offs, and walked back.
I love
that was my 2 miles of exercise was buying scratch offs. I'm like a fucking 70 year old retiree.
Isn't that weird? Where it's like, I guess, I'll go check the mail.
Yeah, right.
Take a time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm on to the Blue Ribbon winner next. I finished my six pack of Deschutes.
PBR.
Hey, these polar seltzers are great, by the way. These polar
I've had
Arctic.
Six beers. I'm in my seventh. This is wild.
I actually feel the best I've ever felt in a Power Hour. I feel great.
I feel good.
Same.
What flavor
great.
Is that polar?
What flavor is that seltzer? What flavor
there's,
is the seltzer?
There's pineapple. If I'm successful tonight, Gabrus, and doing what you do and getting it in my mouth, it should taste good. And then there's raspberry.
Fingers crossed.
There's
I hope
raspberry.
I come in my mouth tonight.
There's raspberry lime, and there's grapefruit, and then there's black cherry.
Wow.
Holy
I'm behind, though.
Shit. Holy shit.
You said pineapple. Is the pineapple one the best one?
It. You know what? It is, Nicole. The pineapple's
it's
best.
It's going to make your cum taste good.
Yummy,
oh my
yummy.
God. I so, hope.
A
I
nice
hope.
A nice surprise for Irma.
Do you ever come in the kitty litter box and just scoop it out and toss it because it's just easier that way?
That's smart, Gabrus.
It's easier.
If I had a dollar for every time my mom caught me jacking off in the litter box.
One time we slept over at my buddy JP's house when we were like 16 and he caught us drunk as fuck pissing in his cat's litter box in the basement. And he's like, you got two guys at once. It was like all over the floor and everything.
Wait, we have to talk about mutual jack off because that is weird.
What?
Gabriel has done it.
I've jerked off with high school buddies in the same room.
Okay, wait, explain to me why.
Like a
it's
circle jerk
not...
where everyone's looking in each other's eyes?
No, as a matter of fact, it was like the most like weird, as gay as that is, it was the most heteronormative version of it. Cheers.
Time
where
to go.
Everyone well, then... went to like assorted corners of the room. We put on pornography and we were all under blankets with like paper towels and like the worst thing you could do was look at each other. You know what I mean? And we were all just like.
That's funny.
Well, then, like, explain to me why, like, okay, like, I don't want to be coded in binary, but, like, why is it not gay?
No, it is. It is a very homosexual activity, what we were doing, for sure. But our MO behind it was, we were. It's impossible to explain. Like, it's objectively, it is gay to be in a room full of men all jerking off.
Right.
We are watching straight porn, which is a weird layer to the entire thing. And then the killer about this is I thought everyone did this. And I keep bringing this up and everyone is like, nope, we never did that. And I was like, and I thought it was a pre-internet thing because it was like one dude had Spice or one dude had a VHS.
Spice.
Oh, fuck me.
I don't
one
think
dude
you're
had
alone.
A VHS.
I don't think you're Gabers, alone at all.
Not at all.
Gabers, are we going to take our shirts off for the last shot?
Yes.
I meant me and Gabers, by the way. I'm not trying to be a pervert.
I think we all should.
You fucking
I'm gonna
pervert.
Take my I'll take my shirt off. I'll do and for the 60th shot, I'll try to do a full cannonball with the fucking weed, tequila, and beer again.
Gabers, that's wild.
Diarrhea myself.
Wow.
I'm ordering T-Bell tonight. I'm ready to fucking let her rip. I'm gonna go CGC to the fucking shit. Dome piece.
Betsy's gonna titty good. Fuck me. On the last shot. On the last shot.
Through the fucking
arguably,
internet.
You are arguably the only person that can't be titty fucked. I think everyone else can be titty fucked.
Betsy is definitely like fucking get. Betsy's you've rubbed your clit on my chest before and just fucking gave yourself carpet burn.
I totally fucking. Oh, we missed the show.
Isn't that called spanakopita?
I'm totally spanakopita.
When you rub your clit on a Greek chest, it's called spanakopita.
And wow. Let's just say I tzatziki'd everywhere, man.
And that ain't pee. That's tzatziki.
That was one of the funniest and in the top 10 most aroused things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, man.
So is this next one the last one?
Oh, this next shot is last shot.
We're all taking off our shirts, right?
Wait,
yes.
By the way, who's been at all of these? Because I think at 59 we always say, is this the last one? Or do we
yes,
never really
never
know when
know.
It comes
oh,
up?
Oh, shit, I got poor. Oh, fuck.
We
oh,
got
shit.
Time. We can do them
nope,
all.
We're golden.
Okay, we have one more minute after this. All right.
Oh, yeah, we do one more after this. Okay.
They just spill everywhere. It's okay. It spilled. Wait, we're taking
ooh,
our
shirts are coming off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mac Weldon, promo code Mighty. Promo code Mighty.
Promo code Mighty.
I'm surprised, because Mitch is not a super hairy guy, but he's a little hairier than Gabrus.
I'm completely hairless.
Like,
I don't
basically
share.
Shaved. Yeah.
Titties.
Yeah, titties.
Ooh.
I feel like I have to. I'm very self-conscious, but I feel like I don't have a choice
titties.
But to disrobe
here. You take your shirt off.
I did not think of this.
Yeah. Give us those titties.
Titty fuck your mics. Never anything more than my male friends titty fucking with microphones.
This is heaven.
Me and Mitch putting the jumbo in Jumbo's clown.
Yeah. Cheers. Drink.
We did it.
This is the last one. We did it, fam.
Oh, I didn't do it.
With a titty fuck. A titty
I'm so conscious about the size of my areolas. I think they're too small.
No, they're nice.
Oh, no, that's
everyone
nice.
Has nice
oh,
spots.
No, that's a nice thing. Okay.
No, bro, you want them small. Dime okay. nips are better yeah, than fucking good. Pepperoni okay. nips.
All right, for sure.
Gabrus, don't say that.
Whoa, titties.
Wow, that rules.
Wait, nice. Wait, hold on. I didn't do my...
Should I pull out a titty?
Hell yeah, it's a fucking bra.
Brown bra, so it's not my actual titty.
I missed it.
Betsy titties.
Wow. I was looking at the chat. Wow.
That's wild. I've never done that before. Like, that freaks me out, but it's okay. But for sure.
Gabriel, that's you're like it. The sunscreen bottle. That you're,
I know,
you're
I like the copper.
You are. You need,
I just sat on my balls in a weird way.
I need to fucking pull your underwear down.
Wait, guys, not to try to be a glory hog here. I'm going to go for this fucking cannonball for I forget do what it's it. Called. What's it called in they do it in Super Troopers where it's all three. But hold on,
oh,
it'll come back.
Oh, I can't remember. I used to love that movie.
My family's probably texting me what it is right now. Hold on, here we go.
Johnny.
Wow. Gabrus just took a big drag of a fucking blunt. Now he just took a fucking whole bottle of fucking,
tequila?
Like a small bottle of tequila.
Wow.
And then he did something else.
Oh, no,
what was the third thing he did?
Oh, no.
Wow, he's
done
oh, no. Rest
he's
in peace.
For. And his-
weird.
Pulling the pants up.
I don't even know when you pull down your pants. That's the most incredible thing.
R.I.P. to all my jiggas.
Oh my god.
Oh, excuse me. That was
oh
right
my god, my
it.
Eyes. Yo, I'm Mitch cosplaying. My eyes just closed when I fucking did that. Wait, Mitch, honestly, if I tug you off, it's jerking off for me, right? It's not. That's like straight.
That's so straight.
Those are the that's
so
the rules.
Right? Thank you, Mono. Mono says it's straight. Mono says if he watches it to make sure we're straight.
And
it's
I'm an authority on these kinds of things. It's straight.
I watch thousands of hours of videos. Can you do
Mono,
it in
do
a
you,
bus?
Do you groom your chest hair at all? Because like it look, you look great.
I'm
the,
so jealous
Harry,
of
dude,
your chest
fantastic.
Hair. I want that, Mono.
No, yeah. No. I honestly feel weird. I don't know. No.
Don't
you look
I'm
great.
Envious,
you're buddy. It looks
your
awesome.
Body beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love y'all.
Yeah, you look good.
I don't usually thank you. I love you guys so much. But yeah, it's not often that you just show your naked chest to five friends.
Yeah, it's weird.
On a Zoom.
Five friends? This is not
off.
Just five friends. By
that's
way.
True. People are fucking
no.
bust into
yeah,
this
man,
shit.
Have a
reminder.
Loads
it's
are being shot to this
people.
Fucking
speaking
shit.
Of which, a lot this, we're checking a lot of weird different fetish boxes right now with this crew.
Lots of
we've
boxes.
Got a little something. We've got a little yeah. something for everybody here,
mm-hmm.
and two of something for a lot of people. Based on my Instagram DMs, there are fans.
I'll never stop saying this, Gabrus. Only fans.
Yeah.
You'll
honestly,
destroy. You'll destroy.
Tweet at me if you would sign up for my shirtless mukbang OnlyFans. I'll be shirtless, doing comedy, eating food. And you know what? If you
I
want
mean...
me to shut up, it costs $2 extra a month. I'll do it silent if you pay more.
I love it. I'm there,
guys,
man.
We did it. We did the fucking power hour. I want to thank all of you for coming from all different locations, from home, getting fucking twisted with friends.
Woo!
For a good cause. Buyers are in literally in a fucking incapacitated, playing along. Guys, this makes me so happy. Thanksgiving Eve was always a big party day for me, like
yes.
everyone, I'm assuming. And this year, I can't get fucked up on stage, but for the 30 years before that, it was getting fucked up at effing Groovin' on Sunrise Highway. Not 30. I guess I wasn't doing it when I was 2 and 3. Effing wasn't open yet, but I was fucking chugging beers. Holy shit, I'm so wasted. It's going to take me 40 minutes to wrap up the show. But
keep going.
That being said, so to do this like right now really just gives me a fucking buoy of fucking normalcy in a crazy ass time. So thank you so much for doing this. And thank you so much to everyone who chose to do this the night before a holiday to play along with us or to watch us, to give money to a good cause. I'll make an announcement officially, but we definitely hit over 2,000. So we're going to be donating at least 17 grand to the Okra Project.
Wow. That's I have a feeling
we're going to pass 20 grand.
That's incredible.
Because I think we actually hit enough people.
Oh,
so at least
yes.
20. You know what? Fuck it. It's 20 grand. If we're not there, I'll just fucking do the rest myself.
I'll do the rest too. Let me know how much you do. Yeah.
We're hitting 20 grand regardless.
Yes.
We're hitting 20. And we did that tonight because you guys wanted to watch six friends get fucking blasted over Zoom. This is just what I would have done on Wednesday night anyway. So the fact that people get to watch this and fucking play along. And I got to say,
Mitch is eating that pizza and
I know, Mitch. I'm so jealous. I'm so fucking jealous.
I'm so jealous.
It's good.
The fact that the Venn diagram of five of the funniest people I've ever met in my life and five of my favorite friends is like a perfect circle with you guys is very exciting. So I just want to say, you guys fucking rule. Thank you so much for doing this. Honestly, if you're watching this because just you're a friend of a friend of mine who's like, what the fuck is this? Google who all these other people are and listen to their podcast. They're even, if you think I'm funny, these people are even funnier than me. And inarguably, their podcasts are better. So fucking definitely, that's objectively true. Comedy's subjective, but their podcast, better. Do that. And it's Nicole Byer, Nick Weiger, Mike Mitchell, Mano Agapian, Betsy Sidaro, and I too am John Gabris. You guys are the real fucking stars, the audience. You fucking did a great thing tonight. Yes. We're so excited. And I'm truly getting a little blurry vision, and I can't tell if it's a heart attack or getting drunk. So... when you get really wasted, anyone else's left arm start to fucking hurt big time.
It's not my even mom is 8 p.m.
3-2-1 till my mom calls. Jonathan, if it's your left arm, you're really dying now, okay? I'm a nurse. This woman tells me all the time, like, the most low-level health shit. I'm 38. She's like, did you tell the doctor that you have high blood pressure? I was like, yeah, it came up at the doctor. Don't worry. I'm 40. Lady, I got this. All right, hey, good luck to everyone who's getting a couple of lumps removed in the next couple of weeks, whoever that may or may not be.
And dad.
Guys, don't go to a fucking crowded ass party tomorrow. Just stay home. Fuck it. And if you're jammed up, like you don't have food, fucking message me. I'll give you a Postmates credit to like order food.
Totally.
And just stay home and keep yourself safe. Yep. Don't risk yourself or whatever. But if you do have to go home to your parents' house and you live in not in New York and L.A., go on their computer and delete their Facebook account without them knowing. Okay? You will literally save their lives and save the country. If you are home, log into your parents' Facebook and delete it. You will like them more and they will help society more.
Okay. Why is he barely awake?
I just remembered that we have to wrap this up because like people have things to do. It's 10:30 at night on the East Coast. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for these friends being so fucking funny and willing to do this.
Love you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Y'all.
Thanks for,
for
watching.
Thank you, everyone.
Men.com. Check it out.
Men.com. Watch
it. Love wins. Love wins.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's got a lot of heart.
Immensely irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators.
We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys.
Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on! Do it now!